We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the Dogfish Head Brewery, Sam Calagione.
It's been a long, strange, but wonderful trip.
From the Boston Beer Company, Jim Cook. Welcome back to the Friday Beer Buzz, Jim.
Well, it's nice to be back.
They're normally from Aberdeenshire in Scotland. From BrewDog, we have James Watt and Martin Dickey. Welcome to the show, guys.
Biggest mission today is just to make other people passionate about great craft beers as we are.
And now, the three-time winner of the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Excellence in Broadcasting Award, the recipient of two Pennsylvania Associated Press Broadcasters Association Awards for Excellence, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
Do we have Bill?
We had Bill. Bill okay. Was there. We lost
First
Bill.
Of all, the Friday Beer Buzz, Johnny Lucas, call Bill.
Bill?
Is Bill there?
I think he is. You can just put him on.
He can yell if he wants. Anyway, the Friday Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 37 rotating drafts. At Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Do we have to yell again?
Yeah, let's just try this again. It's this week's edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz.
Be there. Okay, sorry. We don't know what happened. Slippery fingers over there. I think he hung up on you.
I expect an apology. No, it happens. So, I don't know. You were there and then you were gone. Sorry about that, Bill. I don't know if I did something wrong, but welcome back.
Welcome back. We're glad you're here.
So here's the deal. So it's an odd day to have this happen. So I just got a new phone, right? And the new phones don't have a headphone jack. You have to use Bluetooth.
Oh.
And I've been testing the old Bluetooth connector, and it's been working fine. And then when I talked to Johnny said, no, it's Echo, take them out. And I took them out, and we connected fine. And then
you got hung up on, so that just threw a wrench in everything.
Nothing makes me feel more old and out of touch with the world than not knowing how to connect something.
Oh, my gosh.
It's horrible.
All right. So also, along with Bill from My Beer Buzz, Lindo Sabatini from Sabatini's is here with us.
Welcome.
And it's a big weekend, I'm sure, for you and your place.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. You're going to have a lot of the work to do, I'm sure, over the weekend, right?
Well, between these intermittent snow showers on Fridays and Super Bowl Sundays, we do have a big game coming up, and the kitchen is trying to get ready, and it's going to be fun.
Be very, very busy. Now, we were talking a little bit before this, just quickly, about wings. Wings are hot stuff, but wings are getting expensive.
Every year there's I call it the fake increase, but they... Starting a couple weeks, 6 weeks, 5 weeks before the Super Bowl, you start seeing the prices climb. Yeah. This year, between real reasons for going up with the pandemic and shipping and all this stuff, and people not showing up for work in poultry plants, chicken's pretty expensive. So there's a lot of places that are not going to be doing chicken wings. We are going to be doing them. We're just telling people we can't take time orders, so
right.
you have to, because we can't gauge it, so
right.
we're only going to be taking the orders we could take when you call.
And I were talking about back in the day, it was 10-cent wing night. How far away are we from these, what you say, fake price increases before 10-cent wing night comes back, but you give someone a $5 bill, you get one wing and a dime?
It's close.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not like that anymore. All right, and Bill, of course, from My Beer Buzz, has the news of the day. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how you doing? We have some local beer news. We'll start there. And then we have some international beer news, and then we'll hit somewhere in the middle. So our local beer news comes from Yuengling Brewery, our pals down at Yuengling. I think we had Jen Yuengling on not too long ago. They are coming out with something called Raging Eagle. And this, I think, is a big leap for a brewery that does predominantly a traditional lager and a few other beers. This beer will be a mango pilsner. So right out of the gate, you ought to be going, oh, my God, what? A mango pilsner that comes in at 6%. And if that's not fun enough, the beer will be packaged in 24-ounce cans and only available right now at convenience stores.
Mm-hmm.
The beer will have 99 calories, 3.2 grams of carbs, if you're counting calories in your 24-ounce can.
It's a cool-looking can. It really is. I've seen the pictures. It's, like, really bright. And
where are they going with that idea?
What they're calling C-store only, so convenience store only. And then they're following it with they will be releasing 12-ounce cans of their own. So I think they're trying to get crafty, you know, for lack of a better term. I'm holding up air quotes with one hand because I'm holding my phone with the other hand. I think they're trying to get crafty, and I think it will sell. I think there are people that are interested in craft beer, but are a little bit maybe more traditional and maybe trust a traditional family brewery like Yuengling to do something like that.
Hmm. Okay. Mm.
So, I know. We'll see. I have tasted it. It's a mango pilsner.
And that's about it. Is that what you're saying? It's a mango.
Yeah, but 20. My question is the 24-ounce can move. That's mm-hmm. more of a single serve, grab and go, drink it on the way home, and I don't understand it. For you.
Yeah, I think that's the convenience store angle. I think that's they're looking to grab the crowd that's coming in for the maximum quantity packaging in a single buy.
Sure.
For the person who's a drinker who wants to pregame whatever it is, but doesn't maybe have the budget for the six pack.
Good.
Yeah, 24-ounce can. I never understood it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I like cold beer, and so with cold beer, who knows?
Yeah.
It doesn't stay cold in 20. I can't drink 24 ounces quickly.
Yeah.
Our next tidbit of beer comes from Belgium, and we talk all the time about Trappist breweries and how you gain the Trappist designation, and in all the time I've been doing this, I've never heard a news story like this, so I assume it's maybe one of the first times it has happened. We have a Trappist brewery that is losing the Trappist designation, and it's Akel, and they are losing it because one of the designation requirements is that brewing must be supervised by an actual monk. And at Akel, they have a gentleman named Prior Gabby. And Prior Gabby is 80-plus years old and is having some health issues, and he has had to leave the brewing end of things. So as we speak, there is one less Trappist brewery out there. Now, I don't know if that's going to make people run out to grab Akel beer or just the opposite. I guess we'll see. Personally, I think the beer is still great. I don't think anything will change.
Are they going to make a beer during this time? Because the perfect name would be Monkless, the name.
Yeah.
They can't brew without a monk being there.
Right.
So from what we're hearing on it, is they're going to be helped out by another Trappist
another
brewery.
Monk will cover?
No, another brewery will cover. So we're guessing that Westmall might pick it up and still brew for them, so the beer's going to be available until they figure it out.
Good. That's good.
Yeah, so I suspect one or the other. And I think there's got to be some young monk somewhere that is interested in brewing. Or, they may find someone willing to convert to become a monk that just is really interested in
beer. Anyone else sick of these young monks walking around thinking they run the place? Sorry. It's too easy.
Our other tidbit of news comes to us from Stone Brewing Company. We're always excited by their Enjoy By series. We used to have Mitch Steele on and Jeremy Moynier all the time, and every time we had them on the air, I would probe them for what is the next Enjoy By variant going to be, and every time they would either dodge the question or laugh and ignore the question. So I have one. I have a new variant. It's going to be Enjoy By 7421, so it'll be coming out in June for the 4th of July this year, and it will be a tangerine and pineapple IPA that hits 9% ABV.
Whoa.
Tangerine and pineapple what now? IPA?
IPA.
IPA, yeah.
With a pretty high alcohol content.
The Enjoy By series is always IPAs.
Right.
So no matter what, it's always an IPA, and there have been dark IPAs, there have been Enjoy before, there have been all kinds of craziness. I think this one will be good. I like the fruit-forward, slightly hazy beers. So Unfiltered was always my favorite. and it's still one of my favorite all-time beers, so I'm looking forward to this one. And we have one last little tidbit of news before we get to the blending, and that is Dogfish Head Miami. I mean, they are just cranking it out now lately. Dogfish Head Miami is coming out with something called Fresa Menta, and it's a sour ale with strawberries and mint, which I always go, ooh, mint, I don't know. And it is 5.5% ABV, and that's coming out in 16-ounce cans. I'm excited to see it. And I also, if you're interested, I know people are every year, Pumpkin Ale, their fall classic. I have the 2021 label on mybeerbuzz.com, and it is the off-centered art series label for Pumpkin 2021. Beer remains the same. Label, very, very cool.
Oh, good. Awesome.
All right.
Sounds good.
Get to blending.
Oh, yeah, we're blending now. Yeah, this is interesting.
So yeah, we have two beers sitting in front of us, and they come from two different breweries in two different parts of the country, and it's a tradition to blend beers. It's been around for a long, long time, and today we are blending Sierra Nevada Pale Ale and Bell's Amber Ale. And this is an interesting mix. Are you guys pouring them separately and then together?
Yeah, we have three cups. We have one with each, so two cups, one of each,
yeah,
and then the blend.
Tell us what to sip first.
Yeah, so I would sip the amber ale first, because the amber ale is going to be what I would call malt forward. And by malt forward, I mean you should taste like maybe more of a caramel malt flavor. Some people get toffee. Some people get sort of a biscuity bread kind of thing. Or sweetness. Sometimes it's just pure sweetness. People taste that sweetness first.
Got it. I got a little bit of everything you just described. I can't pinpoint it, but I get it.
So the Bell's Amber Ale, that's what we're tasting now. Yes.
Right. So tell me what you taste. Tell me if you taste a caramel malt, or if you taste, you know, just sweetness maybe.
I got the caramel.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, but I taste it like the roof of my mouth is where that flavor is hitting me for some reason.
Caramel.
I don't know what that is. Maybe caramel, maybe toffee. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and that's good. And that's what you want to come out of that beer. That's what I would expect to come out of that beer. And what brewers strive to do with every beer is create balance, and the balance is between sweet and bitter. If it's too sweet, it gets to be cloy and hard to drink. If it's too bitter, it gets to be burny and too hard to drink. And they strive for that balance, and beers lean in different ways. So the amber leans toward a malt-forward balance, and the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, which you can taste next, leans toward sort of a hoppy pale ale, a piney, resinous, earthy kind of flavor. So tell me what you get when you taste the Sierra Nevada.
Yes.
As they're tasting it, I'm just going to mention, like, neither one of these beers needed any help.
Right.
Both of these beers,
they're great alone.
Beers are fantastic. They're two of my favorite beers from two of my favorite breweries.
Piney.
And at Sab's, this is what our staff pretty much drinks. I mean, amber is my daily drinker, almost. I do go all over the place, but amber is one I keep grabbing, and Sierra Pale Ale is what most of my staff takes home. So these beers do not need help. We're not doing this because we're trying to be better than the breweries. We're doing this to show off what could happen
when you do blend beers.
I mean, everybody's heard of half and half and Guinness Black and Tan, and these other blends that have been happening long before I've been around and any of us have been around. But this is just to show that you can do this and have fun.
Right.
All right, go back.
I was going to say, my beer palate is not as educated as Nancy's or you guys, but I will say this. The first sip I took was like, ooh, and then each consecutive sip tasted a little less. Ooh, it's still good, but it was different. So I'm excited. The blend was in my mouth.
This is your first time with Sierra Pale Ale, right? Have you ever had it before?
I've had it before.
Oh, okay.
But my point is, I think it was still in my mouth, the other one, so the blend I'm excited for now because I think that's was slowly getting washed away. So
yeah, and we're not reinventing the wheel here. These breweries are very good at what they do, and these beers are spot on what they wanted them to be. But this is more about fun. This is more about an interactive experience with beer, and it's been around for a long, long time. So tell me when you taste the blended beer.
Okay.
And blend, I assume you did like a 50-50 kind of thing?
Yeah, we're doing this at the bar as well. We have both of these on draft, but we're doing amber first, so you're putting half of the amount of beer in the glass half full if you're doing a full pint, and then topping it with the Sierra Pale.
It's got a sharpness to it, if that makes sense to you. I'm trying to, and it's, hang on.
Yeah, and sharp is a very common British baking term if you watch that show.
Which is why
sharp
I brought it up.
Usually refers to acidic or bitter or hoppy. It's a way of cutting back too much sweetness.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know which one I like better. I think I like them. Hang on.
I mean, it's really,
I like the amber ale is my favorite alone.
It's really hard for me to pick which one of these glasses is my favorite because I love all of them.
Right.
But it shows you when you blend the two of them, it's kind of hitting the middle of the road.
Right.
If you like a little bit of hops or if you like a little bit of malt,
you can mix them and it works.
Now, do you recommend people do what I'm thinking about doing, which is dumping the rest of the bells into the blend to give it a little bit? I just feel like that's what I need more of on this for me personally.
you're not loving the hops as much, so you're more
right.
Of a
malt. Yeah, is that what it is?
Or if you're Bill, you're going to dump the rest of your Sierra Pale in there to hop it up a little.
Now it's a little smoother, a little less bite.
Yes.
Bite's another one.
And that's what you can do. You know, you can do that to control which one you like a little bit better. You can do a 70-30. The blends are very specific. And we should mention just quickly the history of some of this stuff. You know, we all talk about black and tan. In Ireland, they call black and tan half and half because black and tan was also the nickname for the Royal Irish Constabulary Force, the British Army, that they sent in to settle down the Irish, essentially.
Right.
So Ireland considers black and tan to be disrespectful,
and they call it half
and half.
Yeah, that makes sense. So a little history for you. Awesome. All right, Bill, thanks so much. This is very interesting. If folks want to try it out at home, you got two great beers anyway. If you want to mix them up and see what you come up with. And it's Bell's Amber Ale and Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. And what we did was blended the two together. And the Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter, where I'm sure you could buy any of these great beers. They have the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, growlers and crowlers, and 37 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. The Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together.
This is WIOK News Radio.